So in the patient who you do start erlotinib, they have a mutation, let's say they have a response, and then they progress. How do you manage that?
So this is a very important issue, I think, and I think that one that we don't really know the answer to. I think that the direct analogy is a patient with a HER2-positive breast cancer who responds to Herceptin and then goes on to progress. As you know, the standard approach to those patients without evidence from a randomized trial is to continue the Herceptin and add chemotherapy onto that. We actually looked at this situation with a relatively small trial where we took 10 patients with what we defined as acquired resistance to erlotinib or gefitinib. And those patients had all been on erlotinib or gefitinib for more than 6 months. They had all had a response to therapy. If we couldn't document that response to therapy, we just made sure their tumor had an EGFR mutation. So we took this relatively select group of patients, and then we did all the scans on them. We did a CAT scan of the chest with contrast. We did a PET scan, and then we stopped their erlotinib or gefitinib because that's the standard approach to patients who've progressed on one therapy, is to stop that therapy. So we did that for 3 weeks. We stopped their erlotinib or gefitinib, and then we scanned them again to see what happened. And as you'd expect, most of the tumors grew, and their FDG avidity also rose on the PET scan because they were all progressing beforehand, so it's reasonable to presume that they would continue to progress off the treatment. But then we restarted gefitinib or erlotinib and left them on that therapy for another 3 weeks and then reassessed. And what we found, somewhat surprisingly, is that all their tumors stabilized. You know, we'd used fancy volumetric CT measurements. We used conventional unidimensional CT measurements. We used two-dimensional measurements, and we looked at PET scan. And by all measures, these tumors stabilized in their growth rate and their FDG uptake on PET scan. And so that, for us, really suggests that these patients are continuing to benefit from erlotinib therapy, and that has made, for us, the standard of care to continue erlotinib and add on additional chemotherapy to erlotinib.
What about adding on chemotherapy plus bevacizumab?
I think it's a perfectly reasonable approach. We have done that in some situations. Certainly, many therapies can be given in that setting. Pemetrexed can be added to bevacizumab and erlotinib relatively safely, as can most chemotherapies, and I think it's a perfectly reasonable approach. But I think, just to get back to the question of what you're supposed to do in that situation, I think that our study suggests that that's what we should do, and our experience with HER2-positive breast cancer suggests that we should continue erlotinib, but it really needs to be proved in a randomized trial. And we're getting a trial such as that off the ground now, where patients who are progressing after initial response to erlotinib are then randomized to either pemetrexed alone or pemetrexed with erlotinib to try to sort out whether that treatment past progression is a wise thing to do or whether it's just something that we sense is the right thing to do.
You know, this issue of continuation of biologics on disease progression, you hear in a lot of different tumors, and a lot of people talking about the trastuzumab example, and you hear a lot of it in bevacizumab, you know, rebound, increase in VEGF. I've heard more about that, I think, in breast cancer than anything else. What do we know about that issue in terms of continuation of bevacizumab in lung cancer?
I think that you're absolutely right. There is a lot of talk about it. We, again, don't have any data in this area for patients with lung cancer. We've heard a lot about the idea of continuing bevacizumab in colorectal cancer from the BRIGHT database, as well as in the breast cancer world. But I think that we don't have that data for lung cancer, and my partners and I all generally discontinue bevacizumab at the time of progressive disease and move on to the next therapy.